everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on calbanyan.com. And you know what? I'm excited to be here today with Brenda Titus, and we've got a really cool topic. Let's see. How to stay on track when relationship or other issues come up. So you got this client, they've come in for X, Y, or Z, and then all of a sudden, as they're changing, they're starting to see their world differently, maybe relationships and stuff like that. What do you do? Do you stay on issue? Do you switch over to that? It's gonna be kind of interesting, and I think I'm gonna rely on Brenda to get this started in just a minute. So let me tell you about Brenda. Brenda is a very good vibration. She's moving into the profession in ways that, I wish I could have moved into the profession so quickly and so positively. Right away, she's having a positive effect on Five Pathers and other hypnotists around the world through the work of the National Guild of Hypnotists. She writes for the International Association of Hypnosis Professionals Five Path Journal. And you know what else? She just has this can-do attitude. So she was able to go out of my hypnosis certification course into seeing clients every day after just 2 weeks. Get her office together, bam! So she's someone that doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the walk. She was successful in a previous profession before she came to hypnosis. It was the rape crisis intervention profession, and she has a background in a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She's presented at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. She does a great job at supervising practice sessions when we do our hypnosis training here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. She's a five-path hypnotist and a true believer. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm great, Cal. Thanks so much for having me here today. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships and our clients. So first, I would like to introduce everybody to Cal Banyan. So Cal is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. He has received every award available through and recognition bestowed by the National Guild of Hypnotists, one of the oldest, most important hypnosis organizations in that's out there, and up to including recently, Cal won the Ormond McGill Best of the Best of Convention Speakers Awards, which we're all as Five Pathers very proud of, because we know that he is always out there at the convention giving very quality training and quality opportunities to people there, and it was so exciting to be a part of that. So obviously Cal has written the books Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings, both very much in line with then bringing us hypnosis that works. Cal, after 20 years in the profession, he's had 10 years here doing these podcasts every single week. I think most of those years, actually, you know, Cal had developed the five-path system of hypnotherapy, as well as seventh-path self-hypnosis, which is what I use every day in my sessions with clients, and just amazing the work that we do. And what I love about Five Path is that, so much of the time, not to worry, I know just what to do with my clients, and that is so helpful, no matter what they throw at me, as we're moving forward with our work. However, today, actually, we're going to talk about how both within working with a five-path structure, but also just in general, when clients start kind of moving in a direction that we weren't expecting them to, do we alter course with them as we're doing our work, or do we stick with what we've got, and especially, so that we can do the best that we can for our clients. So would you like me to go ahead and set up the topic a little bit, Cal, or do you have anything you'd like to share first?
I'm ready to just rock it. Let's get into it.
Rock it. All right. Well, and I will tell you guys that how this kind of works is that, I think about topics that things that I'm seeing, themes I'm seeing out in, the people who are asking me questions, or things that I see in my own practice, or things I'm talking to other hypnotists about, or watching our Five Path group email list and everything. And I would generally say that this question came from my own practice and some of the things that I'm seeing. And today, as I was asking Cal about it, he had some really great input and insight into this topic that kind of made me do a little bit of a head slap, kind of one of those, oh, of course. And so I know I've already learned something from Cal in this topic. So here's kind of the setup. So You know, we always say our clients are only think they're coming to us for weight loss. They only think that they're coming to us for smoking cessation. And what happens very often in my practice is that, you know, I'm working with somebody, we're doing our work, and we're focusing on the issue that they came for. And I'm, you know, really doing my best to make sure, okay, we're here to talk about smoking, we're here to talk about those cigarettes, let's keep focused on those cigarettes. And, you know, we do our age regression, and, you know, and you know, oftentimes, usually what happens, you know, we're going back to childhood. So we're dealing with, you know, childhood issues, mom, dad, siblings, what have you. But then boom, as the cigarettes maybe are no longer an issue in the marriage, or as the food is no longer an issue in the marriage, or as the clients are seeing the world differently, experiencing the world differently, they're making changes in their lives, and boop, up to the surface comes what's really going on, which is maybe there's a relationship issue in their marriage, or, you know, their, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend type of situation. And all of a sudden, oh gosh, that has suddenly become the most important issue. And what do we do about the cigarettes? What do we do about what we learned about mom and dad and the, you know, initial sensitizing event and all of those things? So that was kind of what I wanted to talk about today, was that, do we alter course and focus on these new things that are coming up to the surface, or do we stay on track? Again, like I said, they only think they're coming to us for smoking cessation or weight loss. So Cal, what's your initial reaction as we start introducing this topic?
Well, as usual, when you're talking about something, you've got four or five different ideas going on here. And so one of the, we're working with someone, and it could be for any issue. Then all of a sudden, this other thing starts happening in their lives, or they become aware of how they're putting up with someone's BS when they shouldn't be. And they want to switch topics or something. Now, all of a sudden, the weight loss, or the stop smoking, or the wanting to speak in front of groups fearlessly comes up. And we've got to be careful. I mean, you know, they've been in this situation, this relationship, for a long, long time. And we won't... So, if it takes a couple more weeks to deal with that issue while we wrap up issue number one, it's no big deal. I mean, unless it's life and limb kind of thing going on. So I like to stay on what I'm doing and watch that sometimes as I'm working on, because of the nature of Five Path being insight driven, and the person starts overcoming the fears or the guilt or the sadness or the anger that they've held inside them so long, they just begin functioning better in the relationship. The abusable individual becomes not abusable, and that kind of thing. So I tend to, you know, it was this thing that we were doing, working on this issue, that brought that side issue up. So I like to wrap it up. And here's another reason why I like to stay focused on the issue that they came in for, is that the protective part of you, especially the protective part of you in the subconscious mind, knows where you're going as you're doing this work. And, you know, maybe it's to an initial sensitizing event in this life, in which, you know, something embarrassing happened, or something that made you feel very fearful or sad. And what happens is the protective part of you will just shift your attention onto something else. This is like feel bad, distract. And it will try to get you sidetracked rather than to work on the actual issue that brought you in and also brought up the side issue. So you got to be very careful. Some clients, you come in, you get no work done, because on the first session they want to work on this, the second session they want to work on this, and the third session they want to work on this, and you never get anything done, and that protective part of you kind of laughs and giggles to itself. You know, I've kept them from going to this thing they need to go into that might make me feel vulnerable or afraid or silly or embarrassed. They know how the protective part of you feels like it's doing the best it can do right now with regard to your life. And now you're going to go in there and start dealing with these painful emotions from the past. It says, no, we're doing fine without going into that. And so it'll just throw up these other things. What about this? And what about this? To distract you off the topic. So unless there's some other kind of thing being indicated, I like to just stick with the topic they came in on. And, you know, if all of a sudden they want to go have a divorce or something from this person that they've realized hasn't been treating them the way they deserve to be treated, I'll say, look, you've been with this guy or this gal for many years now. Another couple weeks as we complete this work that we're doing on X, Y, or Z is not that big of a deal. I caution my clients about making any big decisions while the client is still in process. They're kind of in the middle of it, and they can be very emotionally jumbled up. Wait until we get to the end of working with this issue, and you have the kind of clarity that we're going to obtain through this process. How's that, Brenda?
I think that is such valuable advice, and I really appreciate that, Cal. It was a great place to start with this and help me kind of have some clarity and focus as well. It is always interesting, you know, I have a 5-session minimum, so I'm always seeing people I know for sure for 5 sessions. I mean, unless they decide, you know, not to complete, which rarely happens, but I've got them at least for that 5 sessions, about a month, right? And every once in a while, it is amazing the changes that happen in that short amount of time. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll see that, you know, big changes and things like that. And so I really appreciate your input on that to remind them, you know, all right, let's do the work, you know, that you came here for, and let's not make any big changes until we've done, you know, all the work so that you can really be ready, so that you're fully there and engaged. And especially even if you think about such a great point, you know, they've been in this relationship for quite some time, they can, you know, manage for a while longer. I do have some things that I wanted to think about because I kind of anticipated where you were going to go with this, and it just really helps me think about this a little bit as well. So I had a few other tips and tricks and things like that to encourage people and think about. One option, you know, and part of the reason that I thought about this, Cal, was when I think about, okay, so we get to our forgiveness session, and every once in a while I'll kind of sit there and I'll think, okay, who am I putting in that chair? Who am I going to put in that chair? You know, and obviously, generally, we want it to be, you know, the person who has been associated with the initial sensitizing event, you know, generally speaking. Sometimes we'll do that person who hurt you more than anybody else in your whole entire life, you know, especially when we're doing, a too much type of behavior, which the reality is then that does actually provide the opportunity. If they really need to work on the husband or the wife or whatever, then it does kind of open up that door for us to be able to, you know, work with that issue that is coming up to the surface at that time. Let's see. Any thoughts on that before I move forward with some of my notes?
Keep on rolling. One of the things I'll say real quick is that, you know, sometimes clients come in with a shopping list. I want to work on this, 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 and this. And then we choose the one thing that's most important to work on. And then we keep that list so that when we get done with that, then we can move down through their list. And you know, maybe it takes 5 sessions to work on the first issue. Now we've got some momentum. Be able to work on the next issue in 3 or 4 sessions, and the next one maybe 2 or 3 sessions, and so on, and just going through. But when these issues come up like this, we can just add that to the list. Continue.
Exactly. And I think it also depends on what they were initially coming in for as well. And I know I had a smoker recently that I'm just really thinking about in this situation that, you know, I knew I needed to be so laser focused on those darn cigarettes so that no matter what happened with you know, as the marital issues were coming up to the surface, because all of a sudden there were no cigarettes to blame. That was, you know, kind of what was going on. So no matter what happened, and I would even tell him, I'd say, you know, it seems to me that there are some issues coming up here, you know, in the marriage, and I'm very aware of that, and it sounds like, you know, some things that we need to talk about, but I've got to keep us all focused on the cigarettes and what is driving those cigarettes. And he did, you know, really well, and later said, okay, now and he also realized he wasn't very ready to deal with the marriage issues either. And so, you know, we made a commitment to deal with it a little bit further down the road. So one thing, Cal, that I will do is in order to stay on track, you know, I'm ready to maybe they come in and, you know, I know that I'm ready to do forgiveness work, but all kinds of stuff is going on with their marriage or their relationship. I might kind of do a asking them, you know, if within their marriage, if that marriage or dynamic is familiar or new, kind of similar to what we do with age regression. Is this feeling familiar or new? And it's one of the tricks that I like to pull out when I'm talking to people about their relationships. And in any session, if they start, you know, telling me about somebody who just rubs them the wrong way or what have you, and I'll say, okay, does this relationship familiar at all? And they'll usually kind of think about it and they'll say, oh, you know what? Yeah, that does remind me of my mother or my father, or, you know, or people will even say, you know, yeah, I married my dad. Okay. And I'll go, okay, good. All right. I get it. You know, and that brings me right back in line with the work that I was doing, that, you know, most likely dealing with a, you know, initial sensitizing event. And then I'm right back on track. And so then what I can do is I can acknowledge, you know, okay, when we deal with, how your husband feels like, you know, has that similar dynamic to your mom, then as we do this work, it's going to start easing off on the dynamic with you and your husband. So how about that, Cal?
Very interesting. And so I'm trying to follow. Is that a choice to stay on track, or is that now a choice to take another track?
It's really so that I can stay on track, so that then when I go into my forgiveness chair and I'm working on, you know, mom or dad, but then helping them understand how that easing off the issues, the old issues with mom and dad, is going to help them actually be able to deal in the here and now better with husband or wife. That make sense?
Cool.
All right. Let's see. Okay. We want to talk about that segue. You know, Cal's always talking about, you know, especially if, you know, let's say somebody comes in and they're all worked up about their marriage, but then we're still working with mom and dad during the session. There are a couple of other things, you know, especially, you know, I already mentioned that, you know, asking, okay, is this relationship familiar to anything from the past, you know, and all that stuff. If you're still, you know, continuing to go down working with what, you know, kind of the staying on track with more focused on what your initial sensitizing event was and doing forgiveness in accordance with that, then really taking advantage of your opportunity with your segue. Now that you've overcome this, you know, this anger in this situation, it's going to help you in the here and now, you know, with your husband and, you know, and different things like that. You know, now that you know this, now you feel that, now you can do X, Y, and Z. So that's a really good way so that they realize, oh, you know, you're acknowledging that the issues that are in the here and now, you're addressing, but part of it is because you've got to do some of that old baggage work to be able to deal with the here and now. So really using that segue so that they understand why you've gone back and dealt with mom and dad, or dealt with childhood issues when there's stuff going on in the here and now that they've presented to you that day. Also, I really think then incorporating age progression into your sessions. I really recommend going into the future and testing out how the change is going and everything. But that would be a great opportunity. Let's say they come in and they say, well, you know, my husband's just giving me such a hard time about these cigarettes and it's just driving me crazy, da, da, da. And then you ignore the husband during the whole session because you're working with, you know, forgiveness with mom or dad. But then what you can do is in your age progression sessions, take them into the future where they are interacting with the husband and see if there's a new anticipation about how they interact with the husband now that you've cleared away some of that those old patterns. And of course, incorporating then some direct suggestion in as well. So Any thoughts on that, Cal?
Yeah. So what we're doing here is, so other issues come up, and as we're developing, getting clarity and changes, and the client is becoming more confident, they're less fearful, overcoming fear, anger, and guilt, that's accomplished through insight work. And the insight work is age regression, parts work, forgiveness work. They're going to have that aha experience. And then, as Brenda's talking about, how do we know what that is? We'll ask the client, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I know. They put an ending on it. I've changed because now I feel. Now we know how they've changed in what they're thinking, and they've changed in how they're feeling. And this insight causes what I call hyper-suggestibility. The person is in a much more suggestible situation now for any suggestions that are consistent with the insight that the client has just had. So when we end the insight work, we want to bring that hyper-suggestibility to the issue that we're working on. And so I develop what I call the segue. And so we say, now that you know this and you feel that, those are the things we just found out, right? How they've changed in thinking and how they've changed in feeling, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And you give them suggestions for what they came in for. And then, on top of that, as we've learned about other, like, relationship issues that have come up, we can simply say, and you'll also be more, maybe they came in to feel, be able to quit smoking or to lose weight or to be confident in front of groups or whatever it is, that we're going to be removing fear as we do that, which the opposite of fear is security and confidence. And so we can say, now that you're feeling more safe and secure and more confident in yourself, you're going to not only be able to, you're not only now a non-smoker, but that confidence you can also use to rectify many things in your life. You're going to be dealing with your mother in a more confident way or your spouse in a more confident way, and then give them direct suggestions for that as well. Am I following you?
Yep, you got it. Perfect. We're on the same wavelength. So a couple more things that I would recommend as we start, moving towards wrapping up would be that, of course, if you're working on a forgiveness session but you didn't work on the current, relationship issue that's going on, if you feel that it would be appropriate, we talk about doing auto forgiveness, putting everybody in the chair. You can have them practice putting the spouse, the current relationship, in the chair and do some forgiveness work and see how it goes. Because then if they say, no, I need that, they'll say it themselves. Nope. I got to put so-and-so, I got to do more work. And then you're like, great, all right, we'll do it next week. Not to worry, I know exactly what to do. So, I've seen it play out many times, and I think it's a really great opportunity. I love actually helping people deal with their relationships in hypnosis and doing this work. I really think that, with 5PATH, we do so much to heal all of the old patterns, the lifelong patterns, the mom and dad and siblings and the kids on the schoolyard and all of that good stuff. However, I've also done some really amazing work, both that I've in my own sessions, but also in helping other, other clients where, something is going on in the marriage or the current friendships or current relationships and whatever, and just to be able to do that forgiveness work, to be able to lay it out all out on the table and see it for what it really is, can just help your clients so much. So all kinds of great opportunities to be able to work with forgiveness work to help your clients with their relationships without even going completely off course, just redirecting a little bit. So that is what I have to share today. Thank you all so much for joining us. I hope that this was valuable opportunity for you to learn and to grow and to be able to help your clients. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to leave them down below. Or if you have a question for a future podcast, I'd love to hear from you at brenda@ochypnotherapy.com. Or I'm also on Facebook at OC Hypnotherapy or Healing Path Hypnosis. And keep in touch, and I will see you next time.
All right. Thank you so much, Brenda. Hey, you folks, you hear us talk about the segue, or you talk about age regression, or we'll be talking about forgiveness work, or we'll refer to the chair or something like that. This is another example of why you want to be a subscriber, because when you're a subscriber, you do that by either click the VIP membership on this page on calbanion.com, or you can send an email to videos@calbanion.com, blank email, don't have to request it, just videos@calbanion.com, blank, send it there, and what will happen is we'll get you a link to the page on calbanion.com that has all of our episodes. And we've got episodes on the segue, many, many episodes on age regression, forgiveness, and all this stuff. And so you can, you know, really educate yourself in a way that you know, makes sense and makes a difference in your profession. Each one of these episodes is like a magazine article, and you know, they're easy to consume. Now, on the other hand, if you want the big picture, then you got to look at the idea of actually stepping up and getting the big training. And I have a 10-day NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course with 5-path, 7-path training, same course that Celeste went through, same course that Erica went through, same material in a 10-day format. October 3rd to the 14th, 2016. Depending when you're listening to this, there may or may not be an early registration discount. There's a 30-day and a 60-day early registration discount. Classes fill up, so you want to get in as soon as possible. You save some money, you guarantee a seat. Also, the Week of Power. It's the same as a 10-day course, except it's designed for folks who are already certified. You don't have to have any experience, but you need to have already been certified as a hypnotist, consulting hypnotist, hypnotherapist. And I'm not talking about a weekend class. I mean, you've been through, you know, like the National Guild of Hypnotists certification course, and now you want to get 5-path, 7-path, you want to step up. So the Week of Power is November 6th through the 12th. And for you folks that are watching this next year, or 5 years or 10 years from that, just go to calbanion.com, click on the training tab, and we will always have our latest stuff. I want to see you in class. All right, let's do great things together. What do you say? Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.